At about 4:13 a.m. today, a JPD dispatcher received a call from a citizen reporting a vehicle spinning its tires in her neighborhood near Blackerby Street and then heard three gunshots. A second caller reported the vehicle's engine was revving and also heard the gunshots. While officers were en route to the incident, a third call was received from the same neighborhood. The caller was a 42-year-old Juneau man who reported he was inside his white van parked on Glacier Highway when he felt the vehicle shaking. He looked outside and saw a male suspect taking his black and white Huffy bicycle from the top of the van. When the man asked what was going on, the suspect said, "I am taking this bike." The man got out of his van, an argument ensued, and the suspect left on the stolen bicycle. The victim started his red GMC truck and followed the suspect up Blackerby Street, yelling at him to leave the bicycle. The suspect reached into the backpack he was wearing, pulled out a handgun, and shot at the man three times, striking the red GMC truck in the passenger side door. The victim ducked and drove his truck up Blackerby Street to avoid the suspect and injury from the gunfire. The victim waited for a few minutes before returning to his van that was parked on Glacier Highway to call 911. The suspect left the immediate area of Twin Lakes on Glacier Highway, headed toward the valley on the stolen bicycle. At 4:29 a.m., the suspect was contacted by a JPD officer near Craig Street and was detained. A 9mm pistol was recovered from the suspect's possession. The suspect, 26-year-old Juneau resident John E. Gregory, was charged with robbery in the first degree, assault in the third degree, theft in the fourth degree, misconduct involving weapons in the second degree, misconduct involving weapons in the third degree, misconduct involving weapons in the fifth degree. Gregory was transported to Lemon Creek Correctional Center, where he was held without bail. The area of Glacier Highway and Blackerby were closed to through traffic during the investigation and were not reopened until around 8:43 a.m.